In a little over a decade, strong cooperation between the AU and the UN on planning and support peace operations has become the norm, according to the Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Operations. Mr. El Hassimouani listed the countries where the two organizations have worked together to respond to crises, from Mali to the Central African Republic, Darfur, and Somalia. Africa has been important for peacekeeping, and peacekeeping has been important for Africa, he noted.
9 out of 16 of our peacekeeping missions are deployed in Africa. These missions alone account for 83% of all uniformed personnel and 86% of the financial resources approved for UN peacekeeping missions. As of July 2016, African states represented 20 of the top 30 contributors of uniformed personnel in United Nations peacekeeping operations, and almost 50% of all uniformed peacekeepers come from African Union member states.
Meanwhile, the AU's proven ability to act as a first responder is a critical element of the evolving peace and security architecture, Ambassador Tete Antonio, the permanent observer of the AU to the UN, said. Since the creation of the AU in 2002, the organization has demonstrated a clear comparative advantage in missions where offensive operations are needed and the UN is unable to deploy forces in a timely manner. But the current financial arrangements for AU-led peace operations are neither reliable nor sustainable, he explained.
However, while the AU has demanded experience and political will to deploy rapidly in order to deliver in these cases, it is unable to sustain such missions over the medium too long term because it lacks sufficient means. For this reason, in 2015, the African Union heads of state and government made a commitment at the 24th ordinary session of the Assembly to finance 25% of the cost of the AU-led peace support operations from AU member states' assessed contributions.
In order to fulfill the commitment to finance 25% of the cost of AU-led peace support operations, a peace fund was set up back in July. Donald Kaberuka is the High Representative of the African Union Peace Fund.
The fund will focus on four main priorities. First, preventive diplomacy. Experience has shown that this is by far the most cost-effective way of maintaining peace, which in the case of the AU would be around $35 million per year, a modest but very effective level of financing. Second, institutional capacity to address gaps in the implementation of the fund, estimated at $30 million per year. And third, peace support operations when that becomes necessary and appropriate and is approved by competent AU organs. And fourth, a crisis reserve facility to enable the AU to respond to rapid onset crises in a timely manner.
The AU Peace Fund is expected to get $65 million per year from each of the continent's five regions through an importation levy of 0.2% on eligible imports. The provision will increase to $80 million per region by 2020. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.